Once he's coming, I thought I'd take over and just give him a come. No. I'm not going to preach or anything. I just think it's nice to introduce him because I know Martin much better than George and Abina. Yes, it's a bit scary how long Martin and I have known each other. I won't even try to guess. I remember when
the baby was nobody.
Not quite, but not. He was a young teenager, I think, and I was a young 20-year-old when we first met. And so we have a friendship that goes back decades, really, and have appreciated each other. I've certainly appreciated Martin and his wife Dawn and their support and encouragement. And over the last number of years, Martin, who's now at Woodside Church in Bedford, has been sort of supporting us and given us as a church guidance and encouragement. And he was due, as was mentioned, to come to lay hands with others on John as a new elder. But as I have been saying for the last while, I've learned to say everything is God willing. Amen. And God's will is not that would happen, because John tested positive for COVID first thing this morning. And so plans have changed. But it's still great to introduce Martin and have him amongst us. So I know that you'll benefit. He's such a nice man, really. That's the thing about, which is faint praise, isn't it, to say someone's a nice. But these days, I think that it's really lovely to have someone who is just a good, nice guy who actually communicates something of the love of God to everyone. So it's good to have you amongst us, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Now I've got in trouble for my wife for not checking with her what I was going to say, but never mind.
Anne doesn't think I'm a nice guy. I mean, that's what it is. Am I on, guys? Is that all right? Okay, thank you. Well, good morning to you. Gosh, Tony, thank you for that welcome. I kept looking at my wife occasionally, said, and she's saying, you're not that nice. Oh, it's great to be with you. As I said, my name's Martin. I've come with Dawn. We were hoping to pray for John, weren't we? And recognize God's call on his life. So we'll just have to come back. You know, that's the plan. So I hope it goes all right today, because I've already got an invite to come back. So that's the plan. It is. Actually, can I pray? Can I pray first? Is that all right? Let's just recognize God's love. I love that where God has led us, the zeal of the Lord, his passion for you and I. It's wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful. So let's just thank God, welcome God again. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. We thank you that you've been reminding us again of your zeal, your passion, your intention, your drive, your love for the whole of humankind. We thank you so much how that was demonstrated so clearly and so completely in the giving of your Son. Jesus, we celebrate you again today, that you came, you lived, you died, you rose again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are now those who are in you. Our lives have been turned upside down, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. And what's happened to you has happened to us. We're those grafted in you. And you sustain us, Jesus, by your Spirit. Spirit, we welcome you here today. We say, Lord, would you have your way amongst us? Lord, you speak to us. Lord, use me. Use what we're going to be sharing in these moments. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. Holy Spirit, would you speak to us, guide us, lead us, and bring us to a place of bringing glory to Jesus the Son. We celebrate all that you are to us, and we're excited to be with one another today. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tony's asked me just to say a few things about our partnership together, and we wasn't sure how much time we'd have to do this, but then we got the message about John. We thought we've got a little bit more time than we thought. So it's helpful, I hope, just to talk a bit about what we're doing together. And I realize that for many of you, you're thinking, well, I don't really know who you are, Martin, and I get that. I'm a nice guy, I just heard. So that is, I mean, we know numbers here, Mike and Jane and others, and Linda and Donal and others are around. I don't think Linda's here this morning. Actually, I was looking around, but she's not here. That's okay. She knew I was coming. But as has been said, I've known Tony for many years. We were together in St. Nitz, and Tony and Anne planted the church there, Open Door Church. And I felt God call me. I wasn't sure. And I remember sitting down with Tony and Anne, and Tony actually had faith in me. And